Next week, the Walton Arts Center will unveil most of its upcoming season. The Broadway season, including Hamilton, was announced earlier. And the people who put together the season want to know what you remember from previous seasons of plays, concerts, and shows. Jennifer Wilson, the Director of Public Relations for the Walton Arts Center and the Walmart app, came to the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio last week to explain how these shared memories are being collected and why they're being collected this year.
April marked our 29th anniversary. So this season that we're starting with, the 21-22 season, is our 30th anniversary season. So 3 decades with Walton Arts Center in the community.
That's crazy.
It's, and it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but then on the other side, it seems like it's definitely been that long, you know? This all launched from the fact that when we started having to stop our large programming during the pandemic, and people would come to us and they would just voluntarily share, like, oh, I miss this about Walton Arts Center, or I got to see this show there and I can't wait until I get to come back. So we kept hearing all of these memories that people were just volunteering to share with us, and we wanted to find a way to capture those. And the thought behind it is we want to try to capture it and then incorporate it into our 30th anniversary season through marketing materials, through some of the celebrations that we're doing, because we really are the community's performing arts center. You know, that's how we launched the program.
So how can people share memories?
It's really easy. So you can go to our website, waltonartcenter.org. There's it's featured on that front page is a My Walton Arts Center button. If you click there, you can record directly from your laptop, and it will send an email. It actually comes to me, and I'm the one who kind of sorts through everything. Or you can call our voicemail box, and that's the 571-2702, and leave a message there. Either one of those works. Also, throughout the probably the next few months, we'll be sharing social posts, throwback posts, you know, that show old pictures of different things that have happened over the years, and asking people to share their memories. And it is perfectly okay to share your memory on that social post as well.
I'm guessing, I know the number of shows varies from year to year, but individual shows. So like if you count a Broadway appearance as one show, mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's at least 100 a year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easily. I feel like I've seen on a pretty regular basis a listing of like 300 curtains, which would mean 300 performances.
Okay.
So that would count that Broadway show as eight.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but if you have 300 curtains, because we're talking, you know, not just Baum Walker, mm-hmm. but the other but if you have 300 curtains, that's 300 times 30 is 9,000?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's a lot. And that, you know, over the times, you know, that's also special events. That's the Colgate Classroom Series.
Right.
It's master classes. It's not just coming to a show at Walton Arts Center. It's coming to any kind of event that we have at Walton
sure.
Arts Center or out in the community, like Artist Fair. All of those count as well.
And AMP. All right. So I have a memory. And I think this is the first season. There's a singer named Jubilant Sykes.
Uh-huh.
And he performed at Walton Arts Center.
Okay.
And I think he might have been with what was then called the North Arkansas Symphony Orchestra.
Okay.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. He was at Walton Arts Center a few times those first years. And at one point he did this medley of American gospel tunes. And it just blew the place away. Also, we didn't have a performing arts center like Walton Arts Center before this.
Right.
So there
right.
was all of the shows that year were sort of electric, like just look at this venue.
Right.
But after he got done with that, it was a spontaneous standing ovation. You know, you get standing ovations at the end of shows, and you can argue whether they're expected or not.
Right.
But this was in the middle of a show, and I'll never forget that.
That's
that the
awesome.
People in the middle, I was in the balcony, just all of a sudden out of pure euphoria
yeah.
at his performance.
That it's such a physical reaction
yes.
to a performance that you have to stand up. Yeah,
yes.
It's so awesome. It really is.
So I should call and leave that memory.
You should, or maybe I can get a little clip
yeah,
of this.
Yeah, there you go. I guess I just did record it, didn't I? What do you hope? I mean, because you don't know every performance that's been in the past 30 years.
No, I have to go look stuff up to see who's been here and who hasn't been here.
Tony Bennett has been here.
Yeah.
I mean.
Right. And it's so crazy. Like as memories are coming in and I'm kind of sorting through them and kind of categorizing them, it's really been a little bit of everything. It's been someone who attended a wedding at Walton mm-hmm. Arts Center and it had a special meaning to them and why that was the case. Or we've had several that are Colgate Classroom Series. So they've come They are adults now who came as children, and it was their first exposure to Walton Arts Center and how that's impacted their life moving forward. We have several who have done that, and some that are on staff who have done that. Mm. So it's just a variety, and it can be anything from something that is super profound to just something that was a lot of fun. We just want to hear the variety of things that the community has experienced at Walton Arts Center.
All right. The phone number again to leave that memory?
It's 479-571-2702.
30 years.
I know.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Jennifer Wilson is the Director of Public Relations at the Walton Arts Center and the Walmart Amp. She came to our studio last week. The release of the 30th anniversary season from the venue will take place next week. And on our next show, which is tomorrow at noon and 7 p.m., we'll dig into what some people who contracted COVID-19 months ago are feeling now. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports on long COVID-19 symptoms. And later this afternoon on KUAF, on All Things Considered, when domestic violence occurs in a home, children are sometimes removed and placed into foster care. Is that always safer for them? An investigation into the foster care system this afternoon on All Things Considered from 3 to 6 on 91.3 KUAF.